Welcome back to Socks and Seven.
Welcome back to Socks and Seven. We're your hosts, Kevin Tebow, Jack Taggerman, Mason Reed. And this kid can fucking talk again. The Socks are back, baby.
All the way back.
Let's fucking go, man. Boston Red Sox come to Fenway Park on Friday. The boys go to the game. 13-run performance. Got a little too tweaky in the ninth. I'm not going to talk about that. The boys raked. Trevor Story and Willie Abreu, you go back-to-back in the first inning, game one. That's the loudest I've heard Fenway in quite some time. Like, this team, this city is excited about this team. I am personally, this is my, like, this Boston Red Sox team is my favorite thing ever.
Yeah, no, I agree. Like, I, vibes at Fenway Park couldn't be higher yesterday, or on Friday. It was unbelievable. First inning, like, we're just putting up runs. Trevor Story playing awesome, hit a tank. Ball got off his bat in a hurry. Awesome. Bleachers were rowdy.
Past few years going to Fenway, especially later half of the year, you're just like, oh, you know, maybe they'll win. Doesn't really matter. But, like, looks like this team might play some meaningful ball games at Fenway this year. So I hope we can make it to a few more.
Yeah, so here we are. It's Sunday night. It's the bottom of the seventh right now. The Boston Red Sox are currently winning this baseball game 18-3. We have 22 hits, took out all the starters, sweep the doubleheader, Willie Abreu walk off in game one. I'm sure we'll get to that. But, I mean, just an absolute rake festival from the Boston Red Sox tonight. If you want to send a sorry-ass pitcher like Miles Mikolas out against this kind of lineup, like, you had it coming. Like, this is an absolute rake festival tonight. 22 hits on 18 runs. Duran went 3-for-5. He's on the bench now, getting ready for tomorrow. Bregman, 4-for-4, 4-for-5. Devers, 4-for-4 with a two absolute moonshots to center. Bregman's first bomb at Fenway. Everybody else is hitting. Everyone in the lineup has a hit. I mean, just an absolute rake festival laser show off of Miles Mikolas and the Cardinals bullpen. We're gonna see a position player here in probably the eighth inning for the Cardinals. This ball game's 18-3, and we're still attacking with Rob Refsnyder at the plate.
Yeah. Right now with 5 outs to go, we have 36 runs in our past 3 games.
Wow, that's so awesome.
Oh. Refsnyder flies one out to short.
Yeah, that's all right. But, I mean, game two was one of the best baseball games I've ever watched. Absolute meltdown from Ryan Helsley, dude. Unbelievable. I've never seen somebody more rattled at a mound. And, like, Fenway was half empty because of the rain out, dude. And they were loud.
I was going to say, but, you know, at the same time, it wasn't even necessarily a pressure spot. As far as early season Fenway can go. I mean, it was a rescheduled game. It was kind of crappy weather out. Put the first two guys on and then, you know, put some life back into the Sox.
Yeah, I mean, game two, I mean, we went over game one. Just awesome opening day at Fenway. Couldn't have been nicer out. Sox kid. And then, obviously, rain Saturday. Double. We're playing two today. Game one, back and forth affair. We go down 4-2. It's the ninth inning. And the boys just, like, put on their rally caps. And, like, the boys just rallied, man. Ryan Helsley, great closer. Two-time All-Star, I'm pretty sure. Yeah, I mean, he just walked four guys. He just couldn't throw a strike. I mean, like, that's awesome because we won. Like, he very rattled out there, like Tebow said. Romy Gonzalez rips one to left. The place gets loud. Duran strikes out. Two outs, bases juice, down one. Everybody's on the edge of their seat. Rafael Devers goes down 0-2. Oh, no, like, Ryan Helsley found it. This guy is, like, definitely nails and pumps 100. Four straight balls. Misses the zone, walks in the winning run. Extra innings, Aroldis Chapman. Laser, like, just blowing it by guys. Nasty slider to Victor Scott, the KM. That pitch was dirty. And then Willie Abreu walks it off. Willie Abreu is the best player of all time. He's so good. I love him. Best player ever.
Unbelievable how good Willie Abreu. Like, he's by far and large been the best player in baseball for the first week and a half.
He leads the league in WAR, they were saying. Yeah. I think he's already up to
0.9.
Yeah, I mean, he only.
And he's had a couple hard outs tonight, too.
Connor Wong.
Well, yeah, and he also made probably the best defensive play
Yeah.
you'll see all
Oh my
year.
goodness. Absolute hose from right. The ball did not like get higher than this above the ground. Like literally Bregman could have just like been a statue with a glove on it and all it would have just gone right into his glove and tagged him out.
And like Lars Nootbaar like was halfway to second or halfway to third when he got the ball. And when he got like tagged out, he looked up at Bregman and was like, "What?" He was like, "How?" Unbelievable throw.
No, I mean, he definitely leads the MLB in WAR through the first week and a half of the MLB season. Like, he's the best player in the league.
So I they did for this game. Do you consider hitting him fourth over? I mean, over
I
Gossis,
mean, all day.
or do you even not? Do you even think like don't even mess with it?
I kind of lean, don't even mess with it. I mean, this will be 5 wins in a row.
Yeah.
Everybody seems to be kind of finding their groove, but once we're inevitably going to drop a game at some point, or cool down a little bit. So I'm not against that.
Yeah, I mean, granted, it was Miles Mikolas tonight, so it was a laser show regardless. But with Willier batting fourth in this lineup, granted, the guys 1 through 3 are like combined. Well, they were like 8 for 9 with 5 RBIs. I'm pretty sure Bregman has 6 RBIs. Like, they're 8 for 9 at one point. Like, all the guys are just raking in front of him. And like, I'm not against batting Willier Abreu fourth in the lineup. Not against it. Like, we have 18 runs in this game.
Yeah, I mean, you might as well ride him while he's hot. Like, if he cools off, then maybe not. But I don't know why he wouldn't at this point.
But yeah, I mean, not only a series win, but we're bringing out the brooms for this one.
Yeah, for sweep of the
Sweeping up
year.
5 in a row. We got the Blue Jays next.
Yeah, you want to do the pitching matchup?
Yeah, in a sec. I just want to talk about like how quickly like things can turn around in this game. Like a week ago, I like hated everything. Boston Red Sox, bad, bad.
Yeah, it turns out we may have overreacted about dropping 3 or 4 to the Texas Rangers, who, albeit, are a really good ball club, and we were starting the season in Texas. So, yeah, glad to
Yeah.
be back.
And like Rafael Devers, like he heard all the noise and he's shutting up everybody so quickly. And like it, when people get on Rafael Devers every year for this 1 week when he forgets how to hit, like it's actually ridiculous how quickly the fan base turns on him. Like,
Yeah, I mean, there's just so much to talk about right now with this Red Sox team. I mean, we have 18 runs. Like, we go talk about everyone and how they're nasty. Bregman's first bomb. But, I mean, Rafael Devers, everybody's like, oh, look at this guy. What a bomb. Struck out all these times and everything. Like, he's quickly the hottest hitter in the league. He's 11 for 17 in his last 17 with a bomb and, like, 2 moonshots today. Like, he is scorching hot right now.
after 4 for 4 today, he's up to 263 on the year,
Yeah. Like,
Batting 263.
yeah. And he was, I think he was what, 270 last year, 272.
Yeah, he
Yeah,
was 0-4 games ago. Like, I mean, dude, he's absolutely just drilling baseballs off the wall in center field. Like, he's just driving baseballs. Like, it's awesome. And Hunter Dobbins, pretty decent outing today. Sean Newcomb battled in game one. Hunter Dobbins looked kind of decent. Maybe we could send him off for catcher or something, package him up. Like, we like Hunter Dobbins is like our ninth starting pitcher, and he kind of showed. So
Yeah,
like,
he did.
vibes are really high, man. We scored a lot of runs this series. This team is on fucking fire.
Yeah, it couldn't have gone, it couldn't have been a better weekend for like just the team. Like you get awesome win on opening day, bats come alive, Fenway was rocking. You win a gritty comeback win and like walk it off. Willier's awesome, cool, and then to end it off on a sweep, perfect homestand or start to the homestand. 18 runs on your dome. Like, awesome.
18 runs, 3-0 at Fenway, undefeated at Fenway.
Like, the boys are definitely going out to dinner after this. Actually, no, probably. They're probably going home and going to bed.
Yeah, I mean, dude,
But they might.
no, they might. And like, dude, I was saying, like, the vibes in the clubhouse before this game were probably so immaculate. Like, you're coming off a 4-2 comeback in the ninth, walk it off in the 10th, go hang out in the clubhouse with your boys. You literally look like, the hitting coach comes up to you. He's like, oh, do you want to study Mikolas on that? No, we don't want to look at Mikolas. So, dude, we're hitting lasers off him regardless. Like, he is terrible. But yeah, I mean, dude, just awesome. Like, we're absolutely raking baseballs. This is the best lineup in the league. I don't care what anyone says.
And you got to think about it. Like, the Cardinals lost this game before it started. Nacho guy. Hey.
My boy Nachos. Like,
could you imagine how miserable that Cardinals clubhouse was?
Oh, yeah. No.
Like, in between the games?
The vibes in the opposing clubhouses before the games is just so different.
Yeah.
Coming off of a blown lead, like, by, like, walk-off winner and extras, like, awesome stuff.
I actually would have been dumbfounded if the Red Sox lost this game.
Me as well.
But yeah, I'll go into the matchups unless you guys want to get to anything else.
Yeah, I mean, dude, there's just so much to talk about, like, with this team right now. And, like, we pretty much said it all. Like, we could go into depth about Alex Bregman. We could get, like, he's 4 for 4 tonight. We could go, like, we went into depth on Devers. Duran started swinging it again at the end of this game. Like, Hunter Dobbins, Rafaela came alive today, a couple of three hits, I'm pretty sure. Like, everybody's swinging it. The pitchers are rolling. Scheduled Brendan Bernardino domination today. Aroldis Chapman shove. Like, everything is clicking right now. Like, and it rocks. This is my favorite thing ever.
Yeah, no. Like, definitely one of the best weekends I've had in a long time.
Awesome stuff. Awesome stuff. So, Dick Fitz day tomorrow.
Dick Fitz versus Easton Lucas.
Who is that, dude?
I think he's
anybody know who Easton Lucas is? Like, I don't know who Easton Lucas is. So yeah, I mean,
oh, he's shot, got a shot
against the Nationals. Yeah. I knew he pitched against the Nationals.
You went 5 shot.
All right, but it's still Easton Lucas. Like,
yeah. His name is Easton Lucas.
Dick Fitz day. So look for Dick Fitz to have a nice outing tomorrow.
Kieran Duran All-Star Game MVP bobblehead night. It was supposed to be Crochet Day. I bought tickets, like, nasty tickets to it. Like, I thought I was about to have a time, but turns out Garrett Crochet does not like me and just didn't want to pitch tomorrow. So, like, I get it, but...
So that means Crochet Day is on Tuesday.
All right. I'll partake in some Dick Fitz.
Yeah.
Game 2, that'll be Garrett Crochet versus Jose Berrios. That's a win.
Yeah. Garrett Crochet, probably 7 more scoreless, maybe even 8 again. Like, I mean, he's just going to have the 96 working up and in and backdoor cutters all night long, like, fooling hitters.
Yeah, no, but, like, whenever Crochet goes 8 shut, just look for in the ninth for Vladdy to go deep. He loves hitting home runs at Fenway Park, and he's hit some of the furthest balls I've ever seen in my life. Whenever I go to a Blue Jays game and Vladdy's there, he always hits one over the flagpole in center, so...
It's
not financial advice, but if you want mad cheese, I would bet on
it. Yeah, he wants to be a Red Sox really badly.
That too.
Yeah, he'll probably be on the team next year.
And then Wednesday is a loss. It's Tanner Houck versus Kevin Gausman. Kevin Gausman carves up the Red Sox like it's his 9 to 5 every day. I guess it is his 9 to 5, but he does it every time. So. And Tanner looks terrible.
Yeah, no, definitely I'd say pitching advantage big time in game 1 and 2. Probably pitching disadvantage in game 2 and game 3. But, I mean, dude, if the bats are – if we're swinging it like we have this series, like, we're not going to lose any games. Like, just continue to stay this hot. Like, it really doesn't matter. Like, obviously, the Cardinals today, like, threw out a bunch of really balled pitchers against us. Like, not very good. So we're teeing off, but like when it's Kevin Gausman, like, who says we can't score 5 off of him? Like, this team just swinging bats really well. And Chris Acosta,
pop out. Oh, he robbed
it. And Jordan Walker robs Tristan Casas of his second home run of the year. That guy's so tall, dude.
Yeah, you did say that earlier, Tex. Yeah. If he wasn't 10,000 feet tall, there's no way he catches that.
We also have a 2-foot wall out and right.
Yeah, no. Dude, that's gotta be like that's gotta be like the least exciting home run robbery of like, the history of baseball. Because that was 100% going out if he was not there. Look who's up, everybody.
18-3.
Oh, look who's up, everybody. It's the MLB leader in world.
I just wanted to say because
I got one more pitching.
Yeah, I was just gonna say because it's Buehler versus Bassett. I think it could be Buehler's kind of welcome to the Red Sox. Like, he's gotten touched up a little bit his first 2 times out.
For sure.
So, you know. He's a good pitcher. I'm not too worried about him yet.
Yeah, Chris Bassett's not very good, although he did carb against us last year too, but I don't think that's going to continue. Yeah, I like the Sox.
Yeah, give me the Sox all four games. That'd be nine in a row after that. And I mean, when this team's on a nine game win streak going into a series against the Chicago White Sox, like, dude, I'm gonna be smiling big.
They might not lose another game the rest of April.
Yeah, I mean, dude, there's really like, I mean, Walker Buehler needs to keep the ball in the park. Like, that's like the only person that has really like not been awesome for us. Like, it for at least like has not at least done something awesome. Every single player on this team has done something awesome.
And I mean, I don't want to look ahead too far or get too overconfident, but if we win three or four of this next four, like I could see a scheduled loss versus the White Sox. Just I feel like that's how things normally go. But I'll try my best to not overreact if and when that happens.
Yeah, I mean, we just gotta keep winning series. Like, this back-to-back series wins and sweep. Like, we lost a series and then we won two series. If you lose one series and then win two series, you're gonna be a winning baseball team and you're gonna make the playoffs and then lock in. Like, that was a hoax.
Yeah.
A Willie or Abreu, an absolute hoax. Like, that's awesome, man.
Maybe don't run on that
Yeah,
guy.
you probably shouldn't run on him.
Who's this Roycroft guy? It's like the best arm they've thrown today.
They probably should have started
This
this
kid's
guy
throwing,
instead of
the guy's
Mikolaj.
throwing pretty well.
Yeah.
Yes.
I mean,
But that's about everything that I have for
yeah,
this three game
I could
win
continue talking about the like this series and how awesome it is that we scored all
streak.
these runs for hours, but like, oh, there's my boy Nachos.
Yeah, Nachos is a good
Nachos is chilling. Yeah, he's chilling. Awesome series win. The brooms are out. First sweep of the year. Like, how many series do the Red Sox sweep this year? Over under 9.5. Like, that's one.
Yeah.
We could sweep 10 series this year.
That would be awesome. I mean, definitely pretty fun weekend for Fenway Park goers.
Really fun weekend. Really fun weekend.
You guys got any
Sox, kid.
closing thoughts? You
Keep it rolling, guys.
good? Just soft, kid.
Yeah.
Sox, kid.
I'll just say keep your eyes out on the Twitter sphere and the TikTok. We got some street interviews, some other stuff coming out. So got some more content coming out for sure. All
For sure.
right, we'll
Soft
catch you
kid.
later, Sox.
Sox kid.